Hello, everyone. This is the Chatterbait Fishing Show. I'm Jackson.
And I'm Barry.
All right, let's get it started.
Just kidding, we're not going to do that. All right, so first up, we got catch of the day. And like a week or two ago, I bought a new bait casting reel. It's the Lewis American Hero Speed Spool. I'm going to review it for you guys. The specs, it's a 7-1-1 gear ratio, 5+1 bearing system, and it's black and blue color scheme.
And dyes blue.
What?
And dyes
blue. Yeah, it's really pretty real, not gonna lie. Okay, so, like, the good thoughts about it?
The pros.
I love this reel overall. It's super smooth and feels amazing. Has a fast gear ratio, looks super clean and nice, and I love the colors. My complaint is that, like, honestly, I don't really have a huge complaint, but it needs better reel knobs. And the only reason I say that is because some of you may know Lewis, which is the reel, makes these super good, like, oversized bait casting knobs. And I really want to get some, but they're still really good. They're super comfortable. But, you know, that's just a small complaint. The affordability. It's $65, so that's a pretty good price. I mean, like, bait casting reels, you know, can get up to $200-$300. So for the price, I think it's pretty good. It's built very well. The durability is pretty good so far. I mean, like, it hasn't broke yet, so that's pretty good.
The only thing I've read that it might break is the braking discs, but it says most people have had them for 3 or 4 years and they haven't degraded much. So
okay, yeah, I did not know that. So if you do buy one and that happens, I'm sorry. Do not blame it on me. Yeah, the overall score, I say, is 4 stars. It's a really nice reel. I really like this reel. I'm glad that I went with this, purchase. Now I'm broke, so that's pretty tough, but, yeah.
What else would you expect? Fishing.
It's fishing. Expensive sport.
They say that about every sport, though, so, I mean.
Yeah, it's fair. But come on. Anyway,
it's not as bad as golf.
If you have $70 laying around, I'd recommend it to you. For sure. For fish thoughts, we got some trout tips for you guys, even though we didn't catch any trout, so.
Unfortunately. So, yeah, our first tip is find a river or stream with trout, because we didn't do a great job at that. it's the end of the season right now, and they've all been fished up, so it is what it is, but we tried. We caught 3 sickle fin red horse.
Yep.
They're like creek chub, pretty much.
Yeah, they're kind of like a little carp almost.
Yeah.
Still fun.
Yeah. It's not very big. Number 2 would be baits and lures. The top baits are night crawlers and grasshoppers. And the way you'd want to rig those is on a bobber. Just probably a foot or two. Foot and a half of leader behind the bobber. And a small hook on the end. And then top lures for trout are trout jigs or tiny tubes. Or these really, really, really small swim baits. They're like less than 1/2 inch long, super skinny. It's whatever. You put those on a little jig head. And most importantly, flies. You can't really use those on a normal reel, though, so most people won't end up using those. And then number 3 would be to cast upstream, because you want to cast upstream and let the current take it down over the rapids, especially deep rapids, because the deep rapids are where the trout are going to stay down low. And they're going to wait for something to come over their head, and they're going to reach up and grab it. So you want to do that with your little bobber. Cast it upstream and let it come down over them. And, yeah, they're pretty much going to hit it. Except we didn't get any bites. Well, We got bites.
We just didn't get any fishing, apparently. So.
And then, yeah. So number 4. If they're not there, they're not there. Don't spend 4 hours in one spot if you're not catching fish. You just need to move downstream and keep working those rapids, and hopefully you'll catch something.
Yep.
And finally, the most important thing, because all these other ones were just meh, is kayak fishing. We've been doing some kayak fishing lately.
Yes, we have. It's pretty fun.
It is. It's really nice to be fishing spots you normally can't get to, you know?
Yeah. It's a little challenging, though, so we're going to try and help you.
Yep. So we got some tips and some tricks and some helpful gear that you might need.
Okay, so number 1, We have learn to cast in a kayak. Obviously, you're going to be sitting down unless you have like a stand-up kayak. And it's pretty difficult to cast, especially a bait caster. So I would recommend, like, just honestly, just if you can, finding a place to sit and just start casting with space.
Also, it rocks, and you just got to trust that kayak is going to hold you.
Yeah.
Like, because your first time, you're like, oh, my God, and you're rolling, but the kayak's going to hold you. You got, like, that first initial balance point that you're pretty comfortable with, but it's going to hold you after that.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the second tip would be work spots that you can't fish from the bank, because you're going to catch a lot of fish from there, especially if it's a really overfished place.
Yep.
The fish are going to learn. And they're going to go somewhere else where they're not getting caught, right? But if you can get there from a kayak, you're going to catch those fish. And they're normally going to be pretty decent size.
Yeah, honestly. So that's what we're trying to test with our pond. So we have a decent size pond, like a 3/4 acre to an acre pond. So we're just getting to the spots that we can't cast to. And, like, we're catching fish there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, yeah, that's definitely a good tip to think about.
Number four. Keep tools with you, especially pliers, braid scissors, and a small tackle box. Yeah, it's just, you want to have that stuff with you, especially pliers. Those are like the most important thing, because you don't have a lot of room to work that fish and get the hook out. You need to get the pliers to really get some leverage, because you don't have much space in a kayak.
Yep. All right, now I have some tricks for you guys. So if you want to land a fish, you're going to take your rod and hold it away from you. So the fish comes close, and then you can lip it if it's like a bass or something you can lip. But if not, you can have a small net, and that'll help you just, like, that'll be just as good, if not better. Yeah, number two.
Keep an extra rod with you, because you're going to want it. If you break off, it's hard to tie in that little bit of space. It's not impossible, and it's just not fun, though, you know?
Yeah.
You want to keep that extra rod so you can just set that one down and start fishing the other. Especially if you're on, like, some fish.
Yeah. If you're using lures like chatterbait, spinnerbait, crankbait, anything that's heavy or has resistance, you can use it to turn or steer. And it's really helpful because your paddle, you know, is down there, and, you know, you can just use your rod to help you. So that's another little tip for you guys, trick.
And some helpful gear that you might want to have would be, obviously, two rods, a net, a small hand paddle, which is not necessary, but it could be helpful because your normal paddle is really big, or a small tackle box because you don't want to carry everything with you. There's just no sense in carrying everything with you. Your pliers, scissors, stuff like that. Stuff that can just help to improve the experience and catch more fish.
Yeah, and I don't have, like, the biggest kayak ever. Mine's pretty small. So I just prefer to take, like, 2 or 3 bags of plastics and maybe, like, 1 or 2 lures. Just to have enough where if I break off, I can retie. But, you know, not taking my whole tackle box with me, because it would just be uncomfortable.
And I have a little bit of a bigger kayak at 12 feet. And my tackle box is relatively small. So I can take everything with me. And I don't really have that much stuff that I normally carry around in my tackle box anyway.
Yeah.
Reel it in.
Today we talked about my new bait casting reel, trout tips,
and kayaking tips and tricks. Next week, will be the crossover episode with TNT The Nerd Talks.
Oh, yeah. So y'all stay tuned for that. That'll be out soon. See you.